Endings. How to describe my eureka? It began as a stray what if, a wild conjecture, an implausible notion. It was, well, not impossible perhaps, but absurd. In a single moment, a moment of vertiginous, kaleidoscopic bedazzlement, the story Miss Winter had told me unmade and remade itself, in every event identical, in every detail the same, yet entirely, profoundly different. Like those images that reveal a young bride if you hold the page one way, and an old crone if you hold it the other. Like the sheets of random dots that disguise teapots or clown faces or Rouen Cathedral if you can only learn to see them. The truth had been there all along. Only now had I seen it. There followed a long hour of musing. One element at a time, taking all the different angles separately, I reviewed everything I knew, everything I had been told, and everything I had discovered. Yes, I thought, and yes again. That, and that, and that too. At last, after all the tale-telling and all the yarn-spinning, after the smoke screens and the trick mirrors and the double bluffs, I knew. I knew what Hester saw that day she thought she saw a ghost. I knew the identity of the boy in the garden. I knew who attacked Mrs. Maudsley with a violin. I knew who killed John the Dig. I knew who Emmeline was looking for digging in the garden. I understood the girl in the mist and how and why she came out of it. I understood how it was that a girl like Adeline could melt away and leave Miss Winter in her place. Once upon a time, there were two baby girls. Except that now I knew better. Once upon a time, there were three.
When I was born, Miss Winter told me, I was no more than a subplot.
So she began the story, in which Isabel went to a picnic, met Roland and eventually ran away to marry him, escaping her brother's dark, unbrotherly passion. Charlie, neglected by his sister, went on the rampage, venting his rage, his passion, his jealousy on others. The daughters of earls, or of shopkeepers, of bankers, or of chimney sweeps. To him, it did not really matter who they were. With or without their consent, he threw himself upon them in his desperation for oblivion. Isabel gave birth to her twins in a London hospital, two girls with nothing of their mother's husband about them. Copper hair, just like their uncle. Green eyes, just like their uncle. Here is the subplot. At about the same time, in some barn or dim cottage bedroom, another woman gave birth. Not the daughter of an earl, I think, or a banker. The well-off have ways of dealing with trouble. She must have been some anonymous, ordinary, powerless woman. Her child was a girl too. Copper hair, emerald eyes. Child of rage, child of rape. Charlie's child. Once upon a time there was a house called Angelfield. Once upon a time there were twins. Once upon a time there came to Angelfield a cousin. More likely, a half-sister.